Well, good evening, gentlemen. Hey, I got a couple of days off. Unexpected. So I got some Peronis in and I did something maybe I shouldn't have. I bought a MetaQuest 3, 512GB. As I'm not getting any younger, and time may be short, I thought I'd give it a whirl, you know, before I go. Now, to me, it's not really where I'd like it to be, but I might not be around when they get where they're going to. To start off with, I don't think I needed 512GB. That's just to store games. If you're going to store games on your headset, that is. So I could have saved myself some money and got the, I believe, 128 or 250-something gigabyte ones. Now, it does come with Batman Shadows, I believe, but I mainly got this headset for Half-Life Alyx. Yeah, I know it's Alyx's daughter or something or other, but they could at least still play Alyx. But never mind. And once I got this thing up and running and everything, it's goddamn amazing. In fact, I almost destroyed my whole PC. I was kind of walking around in this virtual world in Half-Life, and there's this pigeon. I thought I could pick up a can here and throw it at the pigeon. And I did. Trouble is, I knocked a glass of water over on my desktop. Luckily, I could manage to move everything out of the way before it got to it, and although the pigeon got away, by the way. Now, I did play Batman that comes with the Meta 3. Well, it should do at the price. I thought it was okay, but once you played Half-Life Alyx, everything else seems, well, nowhere near as good. I haven't finished the game Half-Life yet. I'm still going through it. Now, the drawback with these headsets is one thing, battery life. You get maybe 2.5 hours of game time. Then you gotta wait another 2.5 hours to charge it up before you can play again. Well, unless you did what I did, and I've just ordered a power pack. And I looked at lots of them. Some you strap around your neck, some you strap around your waist. But this one actually incorporates in the head bracket. Apparently lots of people said it was very comfortable to wear. You didn't even know it was actually there. And I bought an extra battery as well, so I get a total of probably, I'll get 6 hours. And I also bought a wired cable so I could hook it direct to the PC. It wasn't a fibre optic cable, because that was £100. And I heard stories about this cable sort of going bad after some time, maybe 6 months or less. Because it is a fibre optic cable and it's being moved around all the time, obviously you're moving your head. Now the wired cable might not be as good, but at least it won't get damaged in that way. And it was a fraction of the cost of the fibre optic one. But as it happens, I tried Airlink to see if I got any frame drops or glitches, and it ran perfectly. Which is a good thing because the power pack I'm buying is on the head, and it plugs straight into the port, the same port you charge it up or plug it into the PC, so you can't do both. There's one thing that I found that I never thought it would happen to me, but I did get kind of queasy when I played the game for a while. Now I'm going to be one of those game players that likes to sit down and play the game, and if you sit down and play Half-Life, you're too low. And apparently a lot of games are like this. They don't seem to have anything where you can actually sit down but be sort of as if you're standing up in the game. So I had to get a thing called OVR, Advanced Settings. It used to be free, but I think it's about £6 now. But you can use that program in mostly any VR game to adjust the height and everything else. I'm using it on my PC, yeah. So if you want to play VR games from Steam, say, you have to get Steam Link and Steam VR. They're both free sort of programs you can get from Steam. But for me, I was really amazed how the place looks, especially Half-Life. It looks so, well, real. You could pick up books and almost read them. You could read the covers quite well. To play the game is a lot more fun, really, if you are standing up. Just make sure you clear everything that's probably breakable or you could knock over that's near you. Just that what you do first is you set your boundaries and everything else of your room so you don't actually walk into something or turn into something, which I've done many times here. And as for the sound on the actual unit itself on the Meta 3, it's pretty damn good. There is an option you can plug in some headsets though, decent ones. And what I didn't realise was that Meta Quest 3 actually is Oculus Rift. Well, it used to be. It was bought out by Meta long time ago. Now, I don't know about other games, but in Half-Life, gunplay is very well done. You actually do feel as though you have got a gun in your hand. And the reload mechanics are Well, it feels cool. So I would say anybody thinking about getting the old VR headset, this is a pretty good one, but you don't have to get the 512 gigabyte. One thing's a little bit niggly, but it's a bit difficult to set up, because you have to have a Meta account or a Facebook account. Otherwise, you can't set your headset up. And they say you can not use that account or get rid of it after you've set it up. But what they don't tell you, if you have any problems and you have to set back your headset to factory reset, then you still need to log in again to be able to set it up again. So you can't get rid of it, really. Of course, it would have been nice to show you some gameplay in the old Half-Life, but I haven't figured out how to do that yet. But after I've finished Half-Life and maybe Batman and maybe one or two other games that I want to play, this will be up for sale. Because it's kind of my bucket list. Because I won't be into VR all the time. Yeah, sure, I'll lose money on the deal. But at least I've done VR, haven't I? You guys out there got any questions you want to ask me about the Meta Quest 3 and VR? Well, I'm right here, waiting. It's another hour before my charge is up on the old headset, then I'll be back in Half-Life, and feeling a little bit queasy. Oh yeah, I noticed a lot of beer bottles, actually, glass ones, in Half-Life. I picked quite a few up and smashed them. If they were full, I would have drained them. Anyway, take it easy, fellas.